You know, I get the impression that a lot of the people here haven't been to any kind of demonstration like this before.
We had seen the video, The Invisible Children, and affiliated with our church, and really felt just an outpouring of pain and emotion for these little children, and I just felt that I had to come down here.
When watching it, I was really moved, mostly because of my naiveness to the situation.
I thought it was sad.
It's really close to me personally because I was in Uganda last semester.
I think it's a really good effort to like help the kids in Uganda because, I don't know, just like being in war, like when you're a little kid is a lot, I'm sure.
I'm informed and it's something that I've been informing myself for a good month and a half already.
I'm here for the social gathering. His friends know why we're here, so I'm not even from around here.
The way that it was described to me, that it was kind of to support the children in Rwanda that end up getting thrown into becoming soldiers.
We just believe that they should be able to have the freedom that we share here in America. So we're just taking a stand to meet in all of our cities across the United States and the world to try to express how we feel.
Well, hopefully it'll draw attention and the international community will be able to make a decision to intervene and provide some humanitarian aid assistance and some assistance to try to suppress the LRA and prevent them from abducting children.
Oprah sent me. She talked about it on her show. She had a whole show with George Clooney and did the awareness about Uganda and then encouraged everybody to go to their local cities and stand up and do the walk. So here I am.
Doing things like this is good to get people motivated, but I don't know that it'll actually do a lot because people protest things for the government all the time and it doesn't mean that the government's going to listen.
It shows a tendency, especially among the younger people of this country, to start thinking beyond themselves, to start thinking about how their actions, the things that they purchase, the things that they support, how those things affect other people in other countries and other people outside of their immediate social class.
So it's just really encouraging to see the turnout of not only my school backing it up, but of the whole city of Portland.